With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Luigi Mangiotti has appeared in court seeking to bar evidence from his state trial over the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Among the evidence his attorneys want to prevent the Manhattan DA's office from presenting to the jury is a handgun that prosecutors say matches the one used in the December 4th, 2024 killing. The first winter storm of the season will be moving on up the East Coast. Meteorologist Rich Otto with the National Weather Service.
Current thinking has an area of low pressure that's going to form along the frontal boundary over the southeast and then track northward up the East Coast during the day on Tuesday. And as that happens, the snow is going to be moving into northern portions of the Mid-Atlantic, Pennsylvania, New York, and then portions of New England as well.
Lawmakers from both parties have opened congressional investigations into the U.S. military strikes against suspected drug smuggling boats. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The House and Senate Armed Services Committees have launched reviews of the Trump administration's attacks on vessels in the Caribbean Sea and Eastern Pacific Ocean. Republican and Democratic lawmakers cited a published report that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth issued a verbal order for surviving crew members to be killed during a September attack. Hegseth called the Washington Post story fake news, and President Trump said his administration would look into the matter. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new Texas law taking effect Thursday places restrictions on which restrooms transgender people may use in certain government-owned buildings and in schools. Republicans worked for more than a decade to pass the measure, which requires people to use the restroom, shower, or changing rooms that matches their sex assigned at birth. This is SRN News. Democrats have a religious imbalance within their party.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the country's two major political parties and has concluded that on average, Republican voters are a lot more religious than Democratic voters. But the Pew report also finds that while Republicans of all races are roughly equally religious, amongst the Democrats, only black voters make faith a priority. Black Democrats are much more religious than their white or Hispanic fellow voters, presenting another fracture in an already fractured party.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. Jewish communities around the globe preparing to celebrate Hanukkah, which begins at sundown on Sunday, the 14th this year. This will be the third straight year that Jews will mark the eight-day holiday in the shadow of the war in Gaza following the October 23 attack. Jewish communities in many places will increase security, though, during Hanukkah. This is SRN News. The former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, and her niece, a British politician, have been sentenced to prison after a corruption trial in that nation's capital.
Bangladesh's corruption watchdogs prosecutor announced the charges to the press outside the courtroom. The judge in the trial said Hasina misused her power as prime minister involving a government's land project. He said British politician Siddiq was guilty of corruptly influencing her aunt in helping her mother and two siblings get a land plot in a government project. Siddiq's mother, Sheikh Rehana, was given 7 years in prison and was considered the prime participant in the case. Siddiq, who represents London's Hampstead and Highgate areas in Britain's Parliament, was tried as a Bangladeshi citizen. She disputed the claim and said she was a British citizen and called the trial a farce. I'm Karen Shamas.
More details at srnnews.com.